Chapter 82.
That's the girl, hissed Hurst. Fuck me, that's the girl.
He was walking down the pavement with Barrett beside him. Simple Simon and Andy Pandy were a few steps behind. Barrett had put his MP5 in a Marks & Spencer's reusable carrier bag that he'd taken from the kitchen. He reached inside, but Hurst stopped him with a shake of the head.
Not here,
he said. Flores is already gone, and if we start shooting now, someone will call the cops. Let them go. We can deal with them on the way. The girl and her male companion climbed into the VW Jetta without looking around, clearly in a hurry to get away. They had made a half-hearted attempt to hide their weapons with clothing, but it was clear they were armed. Hurst reached the Mercedes. Andy Pandy pressed the fob to open the doors. Hurst stood by the front passenger seat, watching the VW as it drove away. He pulled the iPad from his pocket. Two flashing green dots marked the progress of both vehicles. Barrett and Alf got into the back of the Mercedes. Hurst took a final look around, got in, and fastened his seatbelt. Andy Pandy shoved the Uzi under his seat and started the engine. Hurst kept the iPad on his lap as Andy Pandy followed the VW. Hurst took his mobile phone out and sent a text message to O'Rourke. Target mobile, heading for A40. A few seconds later, he got a text back. Roger that. Airborne.